I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Guys, it's Sue. I am reporting live on the ground from Los Angeles, California, from my bed. There's been some updates to the Nexium case since we first reported on it, and they're very important, and I encourage you to listen to this all the way through because they're enlightening. First of all, as Instagram user and very intrepid reporter of 90 Day Fiancé goings on, Katie Knott Holmes alerted me of. So yes, I am involved in the 90 Day Fiancé digital community, you can say that. So, and she is a big memer in that community. I spend my days doing important work, what can I say? So Katie Knott Holmes informed me that Keith actually had a request for bond that was being ruled on this week. I obtained the document, his request for bond document, and it's 13 pages long, and it's fascinating, and I'm going to put it in the show notes for you. It's claiming that he's poor, that driving to Mexico was not fleeing the country, that he should be let out on bond because he's not a flight risk. It's just really bananas. But the great thing about this bond document is that it opened my eyes to a lovely website called Frank Report. It's called frankreport.com, and it's all things Nexium. A little petty and fascinating in the way that, you know, like your soap dirt, your Daily Mail. It's something like that. So I would check that out for more intrepid reporting. I'm going to link to this bond document in our show notes. And there was one thing I do want to clarify is that I know that we didn't hit hard enough on the sex cult aspect of Nexium in the previous episode. I want to be super clear that this was a sex cult. Allison Mack is being charged for sex trafficking, which is convincing in the fact that convincing women to sleep with Ranieri and manipulating them into doing so. We don't know the extent of what else happened, whether there's sex parties or things like that. We don't know right now. We don't know that those details haven't been released by the government or by the media or by the FBI that's charging them. So hopefully we'll get some nice juicy details on that as the case progresses. So it is a sex call. It is very, very bad. And I think for me, the thing that I think I'm very gullible. So after reading the court document from his lawyer, I was like, oh yeah, maybe he's not so bad. And like, just because I'm gullible and whoever presents a good argument, I will believe them, which is like dumb. I'm not dumb. I want to believe that people are good. So after reading the document, I was like, oh, he's not so bad. But then I was on Frank Report and I was looking and there was a picture with all these women's Nexium brands, like in a row. So there was probably like six in a row of these Nexium brands of Keith Raniere and Allison Mack's initials. And I was like, oh, no, this is bad. It's a very bad cult. There's nothing good about it at all. So make no mistake, it's bad. They're all bad. Another thing they ruled on this week is that Keith Raniere had to make it known who was covering his legal fees. So as I mentioned in the episode, they were covered by a trust and the lawyer said he didn't know who the trust was paid for, but he thinks it's Claire Bronfman. So the judge made a ruling that the people had to be more transparent. And so we could see who was providing the legal defense for Keith Raniere because Claire Bronfman is also accused and it would be a conflict of interest if she is covering his legal fees. So that is a thing, but the judge wanted to make it transparent, but he did not reveal the names to us, unfortunately, but I expect that they'll come out soon. His bail request was denied, thank God. What a fucking idiot. I hope he stays in jail.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cashback is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten. Shoppers get it. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
So, the other piece of news. Okay, we had boots on the ground from a very intrepid reporter. Thank you all intrepid reporters out there, named Carolyn Keel, and she is the host of the Beyond 6 Seconds podcast, and she left us this voicemail.
Hey, Stamwell, this is Carolyn. I'm calling because I really enjoyed your episode about Nexium. I actually thought that scam sounded familiar, and then I remembered I had read about them a few years ago. I was an a cappella singer for many years, and apparently in the mid-2000s, Nexium started holding an a cappella conference just out of the blue, despite not having any experience in that area. The conference was like all expenses paid, targeted college students, and they invited some big names from the a cappella world to be part of it. Some attendees got some weird vibes at the conference and brought it to the attention of CASA, which is the Contemporary A Cappella Society, which is sort of like the industry association for a cappella singers. And they hadn't really heard much about Nexium before that. And the more they looked into it, the more suspicious they got. So there's actually a whole message thread online between some attendees of the conference for a cappella that Nexium ran, the leadership at CASA, and the leaders and supporters of Nexium. I wasn't involved in the discussion or any of this at all, and frankly, I'm glad I wasn't. But you can find the discussion online if you search for Nexium and a cappella. It's fascinating to see how Nexium gets drawn out into the open from the discussion for their sketchy history and strange behavior. Thanks so much for the show. Really enjoyed it. And take care. I hope you enjoyed this little update. Bye.
Thank you, Carolyn. Again, it is the Beyond 6 Seconds podcast. You should go and listen to that. So what she is saying is that Keith Raniere is deep into the a cappella scene. He sponsored an a cappella conference about 10 years ago. And there was, we don't know why, really, except I think he had an a cappella group and he loved to do a cappella. So he sponsored this group, or he sponsored this a cappella conference, and people were mad because afterwards they found out Nexium was a cult and Nexium had sponsored the conference, which I just think the randomness of this whole thing is crazy. So I did some research for you. I went on this website that she's talking about on this forum. And again, I'm going to link this in the show notes. And I haven't had time to read the whole thing, unfortunately, because it's this forum thread is 14 pages long, but it is fascinating. It's from 2008, and it is people talking all about the conference. They're talking about what they ate, and they're complaining about the food, and they're complaining. Apparently, Nexium sponsored it to get people's information to kind of solicit them for Nexium, is what it sounds like. But I had asked people for their social security numbers and everything, which is just like bananas to me. And to me, like, that is the craziest way to recruit people. Like, let me sponsor an a cappella concert. Who thinks of that? Who does that? That is so crazy. Like, what? How is that a corporate sponsor? Oh my God. Cults are sponsoring our songs now? I don't know, you guys. I don't know. It's crazy. But if you go on this, if you do a deep dive on this forum, you will see that there are. It's so old. I think that nobody remembers it except for Carolyn, thank God. But there are posts on there from Allison Mack, and there are posts on there from Nexium members who are talking about, you know, their involvement in the concert and their involvement in the conference, and how people need to be more grateful and how they're resentful that nobody appreciates what they did and all this stuff. And it is, wow, it is a good read, you guys. If you want a nice, lighthearted laugh, I'm linking it in the show notes. This thread is epic and amazing, and you must, I implore you to do these things. And Claire Bronfman is even writing in this thread. It's like all the major players, this thread is still online. It still exists. And you got to get after it because it's ridiculous. So Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody. This is my gift to you. We will have a new episode, I think next week or the week after. I'm not sure. We're going to have some hometown scams. And then we've got a lot of great stuff coming up for you in 2019. So stick with us. Again, all this stuff is in the show notes. And have happy holidays. What else should I tell you? If you have your own scam stories or you have anything to say about the cults we've covered or the topics we covered or times that you've been scammed, you can email us at scamwowpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you want to call us and leave us a voicemail like Carolyn did, you can call 347-509-9414. Again, it's 347-509-9414. We'd love to hear from you. You guys are great. I hope you're having an amazing holiday season, and we'll see you in 2019. Bye.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.